Have you ever walked into an urban neighborhood and just felt it? That kind of magnetic pull?
Yeah, the rare mix, right?
Yeah.
Sophisticated, but also charming and full of energy.
Exactly. Well, today we're diving deep into a place that really nails that combination. Cherry Creek North in Denver. Welcome everyone to the Deep Dive. We're your shortcut to getting truly well-informed, maybe with a few surprises along the way.
And hopefully a bit of fun too.
Right. So for this one, we've looked at a whole range of sources, lots of great info from the Cherry Creek North Neighborhood Association, the CCNNA.
Yep, and the Business Improvement District, the BID. Plus, loads of descriptions about the area's vibe, its events, its culture.
Our mission here is really to unpack what makes Cherry Creek North stand out. Why is it such a top destination, but also a place people love to call home?
We want to give you that deeper understanding, beyond just the surface facts. Get into its unique character and what keeps it so vibrant.
Okay, let's get into it.
What's really striking about Cherry Creek North isn't just that it's upscale, it's how it weaves that together with a real approachable community feeling.
Yeah, it's not just a collection of fancy shops and restaurants.
No, exactly. It feels like
Yeah.
it's been deliberately crafted, designed for people to connect and explore.
And you feel that almost immediately, don't you? The moment you're actually walking around.
Totally.
So, okay, first things first, location. Where exactly are we talking about?
It's perfectly situated, really, just about 5 minutes east of downtown Denver. Super accessible.
And the ambiance when you get there, it
Yeah.
really is something else. You've got these lovely tree-lined streets, stylish storefronts.
Yeah, very inviting displays. There's this definite sense of refined elegance, but it's not stuffy.
That term you used before we started, human scale, that feels spot on.
Yes, that's so key. It means, you're not dwarfed by massive skyscrapers or lost in huge empty plazas.
Right.
The buildings are mostly mid-rise. The blocks are designed so you actually want to walk them nice and leisurely.
It encourages strolling, doesn't it?
It really does. And the public spaces kind of flow into the shops and cafes.
Yeah.
It creates this intimacy, almost like a little village feel, which is pretty rare for a major city.
It is. And that's what makes it so different from, say, just going to a big indoor mall. It's this open air experience.
Exactly. Built for exploring.
And it's not a small place either. We're talking about a pretty significant area.
Oh, for sure. It's a 16-block district. Very walkable.
And packed with stuff, over 300 shops.
Yep, over 300. And more than 75 cafes and restaurants. Plus, like 50 salons and spas.
Wow. But crucially, it's not just a place for visitors. People live here too.
That's right. Over 5,000 households call Cherry Creek North home. So it has this dual identity.
Premier destination in a thriving residential neighborhood. That balance seems key.
It absolutely is. Which kind of leads to the big question, right? How does a place like this, with this scale and ambition, keep it all working so well, maintain that balance and character?
Good question.
Well, a huge part of the answer lies with two really important organizations. They're like the pillars of the community, the Cherry Creek North Neighborhood Association,
Right.
the CCNNA,
Right.
and the Business Improvement District, the BID. They work together.
Okay, let's break those down. Starting with the CCNNA, that's the Registered Neighborhood Organization, so they represent the residents.
Exactly. They're the voice for the people who live there.
Yeah.
And their mission is pretty clear, actually quite powerful. It's to promote, protect, preserve, and enhance the character of the Cherry Creek North neighborhood while informing and representing its members.
That sounds comprehensive. Promote, protect, preserve, enhance.
And it's not just talk. They're actively educating residents on, local zoning stuff, citywide things that might affect them. Keeping people in the loop.
So they're an information channel, too.
Definitely. And they interface directly with city departments, with city council folks. They advocate on laws and regulations that matter to the neighborhood.
Making sure the resident's perspective is heard.
Precisely. And even on a practical level, they're putting out info like, hey, street sweeping is happening this week, or public safety updates. It's that essential community connection point.
That sounds incredibly valuable for residents, and it seems like there's more to membership than just getting updates.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The CCNNA works hard to build that community feeling. They organize get-togethers, opportunities to just eat, drink, hang out with neighbors.
Yikes.
They've got this Exploring Denver group that does excursions around the city.
That's cool.
Yeah. And then various social clubs, book clubs, movie clubs, even a golf group. things to help people connect over shared interests.
Building those real connections.
Exactly. And they also encourage volunteering, like reading to kids at the local elementary school, Bromwell, or helping out the Salvation Army. It really feels like they're knitting the community fabric together.
Okay, so the CCNNA is really focused on the residents, the quality of life, the neighborhood character.
That's a good way to put it. Then, if you kind of shift focus a bit, you have the Cherry Creek North Business Improvement District, the BID. Their focus is complementary but different. It's more about enhancing the business side of things, the economic environment.
And this one has some history, right?
It does. It was actually the first BID in the whole Denver metro area, set up way back in 1989.
Wow, pioneering stuff. And its structure is interesting, too, this quasi-municipality thing.
Yeah, that basically means it has a special status. It reports to the city and county of Denver, but also to the state's division of local government. It gives them a unique ability to make things happen locally.
So how does a BID actually work? What makes it effective?
Well, the key is usually the funding. They often have a special assessment on the properties within the district boundaries.
So it's not just relying on the general city budget.
Exactly. It creates this dedicated pool of money specifically for Cherry Creek North. And that lets the BID provide extra services, things above and beyond what the city normally does.
Like what kind of services?
Oh, things like dedicated cleaning crews, keeping the streets spotless, maybe extra security patrols, marketing campaigns to promote the whole district, even funding public art.
Things that directly benefit the businesses and everyone who uses the area.
Right. It elevates the whole experience. These targeted improvements make a big difference.
And they have a physical office right there, too.
Yep. 2401 East 2nd Avenue, Suite 150. So they're accessible. And when you think about that office, plus nearby parking garages, Whole Foods, the Chamber of Commerce, it shows how integrated everything is.
Okay, so you have these two strong organizations, CCNNA and BID, working in tandem. How does that synergy translate into the actual experience for someone visiting or living there?
Well, it translates into just an amazing experience for the senses, really, especially when you talk about eating and shopping.
Oh, the good stuff.
Definitely. The dining scene in Cherry Creek North is incredibly diverse. It really does run the gamut from, you know, super luxurious special occasion places to really comfortable, approachable spots. Something for everyone.
Okay. Hit me with some examples if I'm looking for a signature high-end experience.
All right. Well, you've got Matsuhisa Denver. That's part of Nobu's Empire, Japanese Peruvian fusion. Their black cod miso is, well, it's famous for a reason.
Heard good things.
Or there's Narrative inside the Jacquard Hotel. Great seasonal new American food. And the patio is perfect for people watching.
Nice. What about Italian?
Oh, fantastic options. Barolo Grill is renowned, amazing northern Italian food and a killer wine list. Then there's Quality Italian, which does these like bold takes on classics. They have a chicken parm pizza that people rave about.
Chicken parm pizza. Okay, interesting.
Right. But it's not all fine dining. That's the beauty of it. The neighborhood really shines with its local favorites and comfort food, too. It shows that community spirit.
Okay, like what?
Well, Cherry Cricket is a Denver legend. Total institution, famous for its build-your-own burgers, super laid-back vibe.
Gotta love a good burger joint.
Absolutely. Then for seafood, Blue Island Oyster Bar and Seafood, they're known for having a huge variety of fresh oysters, and their happiest hour is always buzzing.
Oysters and happy hour sounds good.
And if you want something really hearty, Southern style, Denver Biscuit Company. Massive, amazing biscuits, great for brunch.
Biscuits.
You could even find these authentic British-style savory pies at Pasty Republic, baked fresh every day. Adds a unique international touch.
Wow, that's quite a range. What about just grabbing a coffee or tea?
Great spots for that, too. Aviano Coffee is really popular, known for their high-quality farm-to-cup brews in a very stylish space.
Good coffee is essential.
Totally. Then there's Olive and Finch, more of a charming European-style cafe, good for a light bite, too. And if you're a tea person, Kucha House of Tea is incredible. Over 100 types of tea, like a little sanctuary.
Over 100 teas. Okay, so moving from food and drink to shopping. You mentioned it's distinctive. How so?
Yeah, it's important to kind of differentiate. Right next door, you have the big Cherry Creek Shopping Center. That's where you find your anchor department stores. Nordstrom, Macy's, Neiman Marcus.
Even the big luxury brands.
Exactly. Louis Vuitton, Hermes, Burberry. It's the regional powerhouse for that kind of shopping. But Cherry Creek North, the district itself, offers something different.
More curated.
Totally curated. The focus is much more on the personalized boutique experience. You find these really unique independent shops.
Can you name a few?
Sure, like a line boutique for really stylish contemporary fashion. RIGS Consignment is great for finding high-end designer pieces at better prices.
Ooh, consignment gems.
Right. Elman 79 has beautiful artisan jewelry. Bloom by Anushka does stunning florals and gifts. White Peacock has elegant stuff for your home. It's more about discovery, finding something special, often locally made.
Like a treasure hunt.
Kind of, yeah. A very stylish treasure hunt.
Okay, so beyond the amazing food and unique shops, what about the overall vibe, the energy?
Well, that really comes alive with all the events and culture happening year-round.
Mm-hmm.
Cherry Creek North genuinely feels like a community stage. There are always art galleries, pop-up things happening on the street, live music.
Yeah, the events seem like a massive part of its identity. The Cherry Creek Arts Festival, for instance. That's huge, right?
Oh, it's massive.
Yeah.
Nationally acclaimed. It takes over the whole neighborhood during the Independence Day weekend. So for 2025, think July 4th to 6th.
And what's it like?
It basically becomes this huge outdoor art gallery. Over 260 juried artists selling their work. Multiple stages with live music, tons of food vendors, stuff for families. It draws enormous crowds.
How many people are we talking?
Like over 350,000 people over the weekend.
Wow.
Yeah, and it has a big economic impact too, somewhere around $11, $13 million each year for the area. It's way more than just an art fair. It's a signature celebration.
And that's just one event. Seems like the warmer months are packed.
They really are. There's Cherry Creek North in Bloom, which runs June through September. That brings lots of floral displays, more music, just a great buzz on the streets.
And something new for summer 2025, Throwback Thursdays.
Yeah, sounds fun, right? It's the second Thursday of June, July, August, and September. So June 12th, July 10th, August 14th, and September 11th for 2025.
Then what happens then?
Over on Fillmore Plaza, they'll have DJs, local bands opening, and then headline cover bands playing throwback hits.
Oh.
Like a fun, free weeknight concert series.
Perfect for after work.
Totally. And the arts focus continues with things like the Smash Fine Arts Festival. They have a spring show in June and a summer one in August. More artists, more music.
And a French festival.
Oui, Bastille Day. A French fest, July 11th to 13th in 2025. The promenade gets transformed. Think Parisian street fair artisans, French food, entertainment. Really captures a different flavor.
That sounds charming. Anything for bargain hunters.
Yep. The Cherry Creek North Sidewalk Sale, July 17th to 20th in 2025. Lots of shops put out racks with big discounts. A good time to snag deals.
Good tip.
And then, capping off that same week, on the evening of July 17th, there's the 5280 Top of the Town event. It's more of an elevated party atmosphere on Fillmore Plaza, featuring food and drinks from the area's top restaurants.
So many things happening. If you pull it all together, what's the takeaway? Who is Cherry Creek North really for?
Well, that's the thing. It manages to be for a lot of different people. For Denver locals, it's this constant source of cool experiences right in their city. Live music, art walks, those community events, plus all the unique local shops and restaurants. It offers something different.
And for visitors coming to Denver?
For them, it's a really curated urban experience. But in that open-air neighborhood setting we talked about, it's not like being stuck in a mall. And those big cultural events like the Arts Festival or Bastille Day, they give visitors a real taste of Denver's character. It's memorable.
You can really picture spending a whole day or weekend there, can't you?
Absolutely. You know, start with coffee, wander through some boutiques, have a nice lunch outside, maybe check out some galleries in the afternoon, then a great dinner, maybe catch one of those concerts. It flows really well.
So wrapping things up, it's clear Cherry Creek North is much more than just an affluent area.
Oh, definitely. It's this thriving, really dynamic place that hits that sweet spot between local character and national sophistication. And it's economically healthy, too. You mentioned the office vacancy rates being lower than downtown. That says a lot.
It really does. It shows it's working as a place to live, work, and play. It feels like a place where Denver residents connect with the best parts of their city, but it still feels, I don't know, intimate and real.
Yeah, from just hearing conversations at sidewalk cafes to seeing world-class art,
yeah,
it captures that urban energy in a really special, walkable package.
It really does. So as we finish up, maybe something for you, our listeners, to think about. Reflecting on this blend of community, culture, and commerce in Cherry Creek North, what part of that mix resonates most with you?
Yeah, and maybe how could that kind of thoughtful design, that vibrant ecosystem, inspire other urban neighborhoods? How can they cultivate their own unique, thriving character?
Definitely food for thought.